Woman's basic unhappiness, her perennial discontent, is because man can no longer reach her physically. Her emotional excess, depressions, tearful frustration, even premenstrual tension, and the conditions leading to hysterectomy and other uterine problems are due to man's sexual failure to gather or release in lovemaking her finest, fundamental female energies. These extraordinarily beautiful divine energies are intense and exquisite, and when left untapped in woman, as they are now, they degenerate into psychic or emotional disturbances and eventually crystallize into physical abnormalities. The womb gives birth to all things. Man's basic unhappiness, his perennial restlessness, is because, in forgetting how to make love, he's abandoned his original divine authority and lost sexual control of himself. His emotional or psychic degeneracy manifests as sex obsession. All men, without exception, are sex obsessed. This means compulsive sexual fantasizing, chronic masturbation, even when living with a partner, sex repression leading to anger and violence, and the universal symptoms of chasing wealth and getting lost in work. Busyness and wealth gathering compensate for being an inept lover and are cover-ups, in both sexes, for the inability or fear to love. Because of his neglect of love, neglect of woman, man suffers from premature ejaculation, guilt, anxiety, self-doubt, impotence, sexual atrophy masquerading as sexual disinterest, sexual abstinence due to repressed fear or failure, sexual bravado and lack of true wisdom, all of which he inflicts on woman, aggravating her basic discontent and his own restlessness. No matter how much a woman loves her man and wants to give her love to him, she will not and cannot give up all her divine energies if he is not yet himself fully integrated or aligned with love. As very few men are themselves, the gap of unhappiness between man and woman keeps on growing. To be a fully integrated male, a man has to assimilate in his body the divine female energies that woman can only release to him through right physical lovemaking. But the man has to be man enough. He has to be able to love her enough, that is, love her divinely or selflessly during the actual act of lovemaking. He has to be able to absorb and express sufficient love in his body to reach the highest part of her, and love enough to extract the divine energies from her deepest center. To be able to love woman in this way is the authority man has lost, his only true authority over woman. This requires pure love. It does not depend on technique. A man may develop his sexual technique, but he cannot use expertise to make divine love. Exciting sensations and orgasms are gratifying and give him a form of authority, but they are not the love that woman craves. He may satisfy her like a good meal, but soon she hungers again and eventually despises her appetite or herself because she knows she is not being loved. Man has failed to serve love and failed physically to serve woman, who is the personification of love. The penalty for man is woman's tyrannous emotionality. Wherever he loves, or tries to love, she will one day shock him, stun him, devastate him by suddenly revealing herself as the fiendess, the living female demon of emotion. The fiendess shows herself when he is attached and just can't walk away. A man who has not yet experienced the hatred of the fiendess has not yet experienced love. A woman who has not yet seen herself being the fiendess has not yet connected with her love. To man, the fiendess of emotion in woman is hell on earth. This is the part of her he cannot handle or understand. the demon of his own failure to love comes to life to scorn, abuse, and torment him. He is terrified of it. He bluffs and blusters his way through. But finally, as he grows old in the relationship and gives up for the sake of some peace, the fiendess will conquer him and force him to surrender the last vestige of his manliness and authority. Then they both grow old together, feeling safe, but half dead as they lean on each other in the awful world of compromise. While the world continues as it is, the fiendess will not allow man to forget his failure to love woman rightly. Woman must be loved. The future of the human race depends on woman being loved, because only when woman is truly loved can man truly be himself and regain his lost authority. Only then can peace return to earth. Yet woman, as she is now, cannot be loved for long, or for good, by man as he is now. Together they are trapped in a vicious circle, and if left to their own ideas of love, there is no way out for them.